This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app and SiriusXM Channel 80. Your team is on the clock. Who you taking? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline, and let me just say, happy NFL Draft Day. The NFL Draft, like, I'm thinking about watching tonight. Do you get more pleasure watching the Super Bowl or watching the draft? The draft is so good. The NFL Draft is, but first of all, it's by so much the greatest draft in sports that it's not even worth talking about, right? Like, no one cares at all about the Major League Draft. And in terms of the NBA draft, it's good. But like, I would have taken Halliburton instead of Obi Toppin. Like, you know, that happens a couple times and you're done. What is it, Raj?
Here's why, Max. It's a good, great question what you said. And I've thought about this. And here's what I've come up with. The Super Bowl, unless it's your team, which is only two teams, two fan bases that are going to be involved, you enjoy the experience, the party. You know, some of the people enjoy the commercial.
Yeah, but the game, who cares? You're not really invested in it. Right.
I'm kind of watching, but it has to be great. If not, then I'm partying. The draft involves everyone's team.
Seven times a lot of the time. Seven times.
So you are involved in the product on television. Now, I am going to a draft party outside, you know, later on.
Of course he is, Brandon.
Yeah, going to check out my boy Alden. We're having a draft party. Vile, Ben, Rom going to be there.
That's the least shocking news of the day.
Yeah.
You
should just call it a draft super spreader, Raj.
It's outside.
Adam Schefter says multiple teams are expected to contact the 49ers to inquire about the availability of quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, what's crazy to me about it is that can only mean, period, it can only mean one thing if the Niners trade him. They don't think they can win the Super Bowl this year, because if they thought they could, they'd keep Jimmy G. Do you understand that Jimmy Garoppolo is 24-8 in his career, including the playoffs, has came one throw away from winning the Super Bowl? Now, it'd be one thing to be 24-8, and then your replacement comes in, because Shanahan's such a great play caller, right? Your replacement comes in, and he's not 24-8, but he's a little above 500, or maybe 500. But actually, they lose almost every game when he doesn't play. They were 3-3 with him last year, 3-7 without him. They were, 13-3 a couple years ago? Then he got hurt the following year. They were 4-12, okay? They win three games to every game they lose with him throughout his career and lose three games to every game they win without him. So if Shanahan's the same brilliant play caller that he always is, right, I guess Garoppolo is an enormous advantage over a replacement-level quarterback. But I want you to listen to Adam Schefter on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning, our ESPN NFL insider, of course, as though you needed to be told that, about Jimmy G and the Niners.
It doesn't matter which quarterback they pick. I think they would be open to moving Jimmy Garoppolo, but they're not going to trade him just to trade him, and they're not going to do it unless they get what they perceive to be fair value. And I can tell you that right now, they have not gotten that, and I don't think they're going to get that. And they think, and they're operating, as if Jimmy G is going to be on the roster. And I don't know that Jimmy G is thrilled with this turn of events. They traded up to draft a quarterback, but this is what it is, and you know what? Alex Smith was a year in Kansas City when they drafted Patrick Mahomes, and then they traded him to Washington. And I think that Jimmy G is on a similar plan right now, unless the 49ers get an offer that they can't refuse, which I don't sense somebody is going to make tonight. And so that leaves Jimmy G basically in a situation where it looks like he's going to be in San Francisco this season.
It makes sense to me what he's saying if... I mean, I'm not questioning that his information is good, of course. It's Adam Schefter. I mean, the analysis from the 49ers' point of view makes sense if the Niners don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl this year in the preseason. Like right now, preseason, forget it, right now, they think we're not really in contention for a Super Bowl. Otherwise, you'll never start a rookie quarterback. You ain't going to win a Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback. I don't care who he is. So knowing that, and knowing you came a single pass away from winning a Super Bowl with Garoppolo, the only way you trade Garoppolo under any circumstances is if you don't think you're in contention for a Super Bowl this year. If it's only if you think you're the Niners, you look at your team and you go, we think less of ourselves than outsiders do. Okay, well, at least they're being honest about their, you know, assessing themselves. That's fine. I don't know. They look pretty good to me on paper. And I think no matter who you draft, you'd like a chance to win a Super Bowl, which Garoppolo gives you, and having an understudy who's going to take over the lead, you know, when Garoppolo's money's up. It doesn't cost you anything. And a guy gets to get seasoned in the NFL before he takes over, and then maybe he is ready to win a Super Bowl. Mahomes came one pre-snap penalty away from going to a Super Bowl, not his rookie year, his second year, but the first year as a starter. Started one game his rookie year. I mean, if I'm the Niners, I'm keeping Garoppolo. I'm drafting Justin Fields, but they're going to draft Mac Jones, it looks like. Okay, but they're going to draft Mac Jones. We'll talk about Mac Jones. And I'm going to try and win a Super Bowl this year, and I'm going to set myself up to try to win it in the future. Todd McShay's final mock draft came out, Mel Kiper's we did in the first hour. Did I just hear Mike Tannenbaum's here? No, not yet. Okay. Trevor Lawrence, big shock, number one. Zach Wilson, number two. McShay has Trey Lance going to the Niners. If the Niners, it could be. I don't want to say it's out of the question. Maybe, you know, they took a closer look and thought, Trey Lance is an impressive guy to talk to, too. He's on First Take today. He's impressive. Any question you ask him, the perfect football response comes out. Doesn't even have to think about it. Because like Andrew Luck or these kind of guys before him, he drank the Kool-Aid a long time ago. Believes all the football cliches. And a lot of them work. So he's very comfortable in his own skin, right? And when you watch him, you feel good in yours. The reason I say that is because there, a friend of mine once said about Alex Rodriguez, and I would apply this to Cam Newton too. They're so uncomfortable in their skin. I'm talking about as player. A-Rod's an amazing broadcaster. But they're so uncomfortable in their skin that they make you uncomfortable in yours when you listen to them talk. And I think that's because the thing they really want to say doesn't line up with the orthodoxy, doesn't line up with the PC sports answer. So they have to constantly filter themselves, and it comes out sounding awkward and weird. But then there are guys like Trey Lance, like Andrew Luck. Oh, they believe everything they're telling you, and it's perfect, right? I could see why maybe after interview, after talking to a guy and then watching all the things he can do physically. And by the way, Trey Lance, 318 passes or attempts, one interception in his college career in 318 attempts. Ooh, this kid takes care of the ball. I even asked him about that. Well, what does that mean to you? He said, look, that's because my teammates are making plays. I throw interceptions in practice. I can't take the credit for that. You know, not all the credit for that. My guys are making plays. I've thrown balls that should have been picked before. Like, the dude has got his head on his shoulders. All right, so Trey Lance to San Francisco, according to Todd McShay. Pitts to Atlanta. Ja'Marr Chase to Cincinnati. I see a lot of these mock drafts. Ja'Marr Chase going to Cincinnati. Early on, it was Sewell going to Cincinnati, and you would think, as much as you want to get a top-flight receiver, if you're Cincinnati, you really need some blindside protection. Honestly, what I would do if I was Cincinnati is maybe trade down a little bit and try to pick up both, right? How many slots would someone have to move up to that Cincinnati pick for you? Okay, you want Ja'Marr Chase, and let's say you wind up with Waddle. You want Sewell, could you wind up with Slater? Could you wind up with Waddle and Slater if you're Cincinnati, right? But they have McShay has Ja'Marr Chase going to the Bengals, Waddle going to the Dolphins. I mean, the Finns are going to pick up a great receiver, it looks like, in this draft. It's either going to be Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle or Ja'Marr Chase. Sewell to Detroit, Slater to Carolina, Justin Fields to the Broncos. That makes a lot of sense to me. It's why if I were the Bears, I would give Atlanta whatever they... And by the way, if people really believe Atlanta is going to take Pitts, then I would deal with the Bengals. I would trade... Like when I said, oh, the Bengals should trade down and get multiple guys to help them, blindside protection and a big target for Joe Burrow. Well, I mean, the Bears have the 20th pick and also the 20th pick in the second round. Can they throw some more draft capital together, maneuver a little bit, and give Atlanta or Cincinnati what they want, move up and grab Justin Fields? Patrick Surtain to the Cowboys at 10. Mike Tannenbaum joins me. ESPN front office insider, former GM of the Jets. Here on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. What'd you just say, Brendan?
He was there.
Oh, he was there and he dropped the call.
Up, so gotcha. We're calling him back if you want to take a call real quick.
All right, let's take a call while we're waiting for him. Why not? Richard in Manhattan. Go ahead.
Max, yes. Russell Westbrook. He's averaging 11 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
In his last 5 years, 5 years, averaging 10 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
6'3". Mm-hmm. He's doing what Oscar couldn't do. Magic couldn't do this. Jason Kidd couldn't do this. Charlie Scott, all the big guards that were great. George Gervin, none of them can average 10 rebounds a game. This guy's setting – and this year, 11 rebounds
it's
a game.
Listen, it's a non sequitur, but I see, for anyone who doesn't know what that means, it means it's like it's out of the blue. Like, it's not really what we're talking about, Richard Manhattan. But the reason I took the call, not only because Richard always has a good call, but I wanted – like, you know, we're talking NFL draft, a little bit of Lakers. I thought Westbrook needed some shine for that, because I agree. Westbrook's a phenomenal player. Mike Tannenbaum now on the Goodyear Hotline, Max Kellerman Show. Mike, I keep hearing Jimmy G's going to get traded maybe tonight. I don't understand it, Mike. The only sense I could make of that, if the Niners would trade Jimmy G, because he ain't going to win a Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback, is that they think less of themselves than outsiders think of them. That they don't think they can win a Super Bowl this year, because I saw them come a single throw away from winning the Super Bowl with Jimmy G as quarterback. What do you make of this?
It's interesting. I think if they draft Mac Jones, which is what I've expected all along, I think Jimmy G is a little bit more expendable because Mac Jones has played at a high level. He's been at Alabama program for years, and those quarterbacks tend to come out more ready-made. And if they draft Trey Lance, I think that's even more reason to hold on to somebody like Jimmy Garoppolo because he's your perfect bridge quarterback, much the way we saw a couple of years ago Alex Smith playing in Patrick Mahomes' rookie year for the Kansas City Chiefs.
But, Mike, I want to get into your mind as a GM. I don't understand the logic of Mac Jones in the sense that I'm going to go back to what I said. The last time Garoppolo was healthy, and if he's so easy to replace, then they wouldn't have a 250 winning percentage without him on the same team with a 750 winning percentage with him throughout his entire career with the same play caller, so brilliant Shanahan. So what I'm saying is, and are you telling me that you can win a Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback under certain circumstances? It seems to me you can't, or at least no one has. And so that tells me then, if that part is true, if that premise is true, they don't think they're not ready to win a Super Bowl right now, even with Garoppolo. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why would they trade him?
Yeah, I'm with you. I keep him. I think they're close to a Super Bowl. It's really hard to get there with a rookie quarterback. You know, we knocked on the door with Mark Sanchez a decade ago, won 2 playoff games, got to the championship game. But it's really, really hard to do, Max. Mm-hmm. I agree. When you look at their non-quarterback roster, if healthy, arguably they're the best in the NFL when you consider Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Raheem Mostert, and then obviously, you know, the health of Nick Bosa makes a big difference.
Big difference.
If Nick Bosa is healthy, I think they are a really good team. I agree with you.
Mike Tannenbaum on the Goodyear Hotline, Max Kellerman Show. Where do the quarterbacks land tonight, Mike?
Let's go Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville, Zach Wilson, Jets. I still think it's Mac Jones to San Fran, despite this late noise. And then I think Carolina gets one of them, presumably Justin Fields. And then, I don't know, I think Fields, Lance, and Jones, I don't think any of those get out of the top 10 when it's all said and done.
Mike, why is it that, okay, to me it looks like Carolina looked around and said, we think Sam Darnold is as good as any of the guys not named Trevor Lawrence basically. And we'd like to make that deal now so we have that quarterback to get rid of Teddy Bridgewater. Why would they still be in the market for a quarterback who on paper many feel doesn't give you a better chance to win than Sam Darnold?
Well, I think what's interesting, and we talked about this on Get Up this morning, which is Carolina did not exercise Sam Darnold's option, and that tells me a lot, and here's why. Under the new rules, that option is fully guaranteed. So that's 18.8 next year. If they were locked into Sam Darnold for at least 2 years, Max, in terms of this year and next year, they would have just said to Sam, hey, you're here. We're going to exercise the option. By the fact that they did not do that, that tells me that quarterback is in play this evening.
So what did they make the move for Sam Darnold for in the first place? They had to give up real draft capital.
Yeah, I think they were trying to hedge their bet. I think they probably said, hey, we'll give up a 2-4 next year and a 6 this year. He'll be better than Teddy Bridgewater, and then we'll go from there. But
I
agree. It just doesn't really align logically, but why not exercise the option? If you want to trade for a player and make him feel like he has a new home and he's welcome, the first thing I would have done, not the second, the first thing is to say, hey, we've exercised your option. You're here for 2 years. We could always franchise you in the third. Carolina, this is your home. We got the 8th pick. We'll either trade back or take the best, you know, offensive lineman we can. So the fact, Max, that they didn't do it tells me a lot.
You know, I'm a Giants fan, Mike, and if they get Micah Parsons, I'm psyched. If they get one of the two top corners, I'm psyched. Horn or Surtain, I'm psyched. Now, I'm not. No one else would do this if it were me. I've seen Daniel Jones. I think he has a chance to be a good quarterback. I think the great boat has sailed. I don't think he's going to be a great quarterback. I think he has a chance to be a good one. We'll see. Also a chance to be not such a good one. Given that, and given the fact that if he is good, he's going to want to be paid like he's great pretty soon, I wouldn't mind the Giants if someone like Trey Lance or Justin Fields starts to fall. I wouldn't mind the Giants grabbing a guy like that or even moving up a slot or two to grab that guy. And now you have a hedge against, just as you said, with Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones. Has Daniel Jones been that much better than Sam Darnold that, given the circumstances, that we're sure about him? What about that?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think clearly they said, hey, we're going to build around him. That's why they spent so much money on Kenny Galladay. Soldiers coming back. They drafted Andrew Thomas 4th overall last year. So I would say they're probably a year away realistically from that discussion. I'm with you, though, Max. If you have a chance for greatness, go get him. You know, let's give Seattle credit. You know, they had guys like Tavares Jackson, Matt Flynn. Russell Wilson was a 3rd-round pick, but it was more of a mindset. So I think what you're saying has a lot of credibility to it. I just don't think at the end of the day the Giants are there yet. I think they're going to try to give him one more opportunity to show greatness or at least really good. So I don't expect him to go that direction.
How much
tonight,
of that,
Mike?
Would be, I want to ask how much of it's going to be like Horn if he's available or Micah Parsons or maybe Slater if he's available, right? And that makes a lot of sense. And I'll be, as a fan, I'll be very happy with that. I'm thinking outside the box, but how much of what you're saying is realistically because of the perverse incentives in the NFL, which, by the way, it's no different than corporate America in many respects, where the best football move is sometimes at odds with the best interest of the GM. In other words, the GM's interests personally and the team's interests are not always aligned. You've been a GM. You've I'm sure, fit. Doesn't mean the GM's a bad guy. It means that there are perverse incentives, right? You've been a GM. You've faced that pressure. Okay, I've hung my hat on this guy. I got to ride with this guy because my job depends on it. And Mike, I don't care how pure your ethics are or your intentions are. You got to, you know, everyone has families to feed, right? So take me inside the GM's mind in that case. You've drafted a quarterback. Maybe you've reached for him. Maybe you're having misgivings, but like, what do you do?
Yeah, you're bringing up a great point. I think when you peel back the onion, here's what you're saying. It's one of the many reasons Bill Belichick has been successful for so long. And here's what I mean by that. Bill Belichick acts, makes decisions, and comports himself as an NFL owner. He will always do what's in the long-term interest. He has cut players like Richard Seymour, Lawyer Malloy, on and on and on. Even Tom Brady, when he felt like, hey, it was time, that was a mutual decision. The point being is, when you can make pure decisions, what's in the best long-term interest of your franchise, it becomes a force multiplier. It's a great point, and very few teams actually can do that. Maybe Pittsburgh, maybe a Seattle, New England. They're few and far between.
And it's funny, you're talking about the best franchises. So that you identified it exactly right. When you say a force multiplier, if you can make long-term decisions in the long-term health of your business, you are better off than if you're just reacting to market forces in the short term. Right? By the way, this goes for energy policy in the United States. It goes for a lot of stuff. Incentives set up only for the short term are not good for franchises. Incentives set up for the long term, listen to Mike Tannenbaum. The Steelers, the Seahawks, the Patriots, these are the best franchises. The great Mike Tannenbaum, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL front office insider. Mike, thanks as always. Max. Yes. Wait, Michael's going to say something. Don't cut him off, Raj. It's very rude. Yes, Mike. See, you cut him off already. You and Brendan, so rude. So rude. The man was an NFL GM. He's a TV personality. And you guys just cut him off like it's nothing. No one can hear what you're saying, Raj.
Yes, they can. Schefter just tweeted something that I think is very important, and we need to break it on the Max Kellerman show.
You're right. I stand corrected. Reigning.
Thank you.
MVP. This was tweeted minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Schefter. Mm-hmm. Raj made an executive decision, and for the first time, he was absolutely right. Reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers that he has told some within the organization that he does not want to return to the team. League and team sources told ESPN on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. What? That is a bombshell. Big reaction coming up. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. And let me tell you, it's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half? That feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month. Hey, Packers, can we interest you in Daniel Jones and the 11th pick in this draft? Let me see. Who else can we throw in? I'll give you Slayton, too, for Aaron Rodgers. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less. 45% less. No, 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
I mean, this breaking news. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app and SiriusXM Channel 80. Because you get that anywhere, right? You're driving around in the car, you got SiriusXM Channel 80. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. This is the Max Kellerman Show coming to you live from above the Heineken River deck. Adam Schefter, you know, Woj bombed. This is a Schefter bomb. Is there a word for that? Schefter, something other than, I think Woj has bomb. We need a Schefter something else. A Schefter missile, a Schefter something. Reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers, he has told some within the organization, wait for it, he does not want to return to the team. League and team sources have told ESPN on Thursday. That's today. Schefter broke this, I don't know, 10 minutes ago. Guys and gals, you know what this means? Let me just translate this for you. What this means, in my experience, this is what this means. Aaron Rodgers, they didn't know. They drafted Jordan Love because they must have really liked Love. And they looked at Rodgers' first year under LaFleur and said, he may not have a lot of time left. He looks like a game manager. And the question was legitimate. Like, there was some regression. Is that because, or at least some decline, is that because he's learning a new system or is it age or both? And then what he showed last season is, no. There's no decline. In fact, he might be better than ever. And before Mahomes, I thought he's the best I'd ever seen. He was obviously MVP this year, right? So they thought, oh, okay, he's not done. He's still Aaron Rodgers. All right, what do we do about this? Well, we want to keep him. Well, what do we do? So now we're up to this part, right? And let me tell you what happens at this point. Rodgers says, I want X. That's the number of guaranteed dollars, right? The Packers come back and say the way bonuses work in the NFL is they're prorated over years, right? So the longer a team believes you'll be good, the bigger your bonus. And they look at Rodgers, and given his age, they think, yeah, you're going to be really, really good for a minute. But we don't know how many minutes. Like, Tom Brady is such a freakish outlier. We can't think that you're, and by the way, you have a different style than Tom Brady. You rely more on physical gifts than Tom Brady. So you may not age as well as him by the time you get to his age. No one ever has so far, right? And so they, it seems to me, the Packers, are reluctant to offer a contract to Rodgers with long enough horizons, meaning long enough, to make the guarantee high enough to satisfy Rodgers. That's what it seems like to me. On Aaron Rodgers' contract negotiations, it's up on ESPN Plus right now, an anonymous agent says, quote, it's screwing the Packers in a lot of ways right now because there's just no cap space. They've called me about one of my players. By the way, this quote is about a month old, but they've called me about one of my players and said, quote, hey, this is where we are now, and until we get something big done, hint, hint, we don't have any space. It's kind of like a lose-lose situation right now. That's what's surprising to me. Or what's surprising to me is you think there'd be a middle ground situation to get something done. No, why? Aaron Rodgers has all the leverage. And let me tell you what else I believe just happened. Again, the news is Adam Schefter's reporting that Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Packers he wants out. Doesn't want to return to the team. This is according to league and team sources. League and team sources told ESPN today, Thursday. Rodgers, so disgruntled with the Packers, doesn't want to return to the team. They're putting it out there. Rodgers don't want it. All right, now, again, my read of this is Rodgers wants X number of dollars. Look at the guarantee Mahomes just got. Look at the guarantee Deshaun Watson got. Look at all these new age guaranteed contracts, Dak Prescott. And Rodgers is like, none of these dudes better than me. I want this cash. Up. This is what seems to me. I want this number, 100-something million guaranteed. And the Packers are like, yeah, but dude, these guys are in their mid-20s. You're in your late 30s. And the guarantee is based on how many years we think you're going to be good because it gets prorated over those years. If we think you're going to be good for, this is what happens to running backs, right? If we think you're going to be good for two or three more years, we're not going to give you a guarantee that says we think you're going to be good for 10 more years. Rodgers has all the leverage, though, and he's going, oh, yes, you will. Or I'm going to force my way out. And what it seems to me is pretty obvious from where I'm sitting, they didn't believe him. They thought he was bluffing. Rodgers like, yo, you give me the money or I'm turning my key. Nuclear option. And they're like, ah, we ain't giving you that money over the, you know. And he's like, okay, watch this. That's my read of the situation. Dropped the Schefter missile. Got it loaded in the Schefter silo. Turn the key. And now, what a draft night tonight. Are you kidding? Apparently yesterday, the Niners were on the phone with the Packers. What is that? Okay, we got the number 3 overall pick in the draft. You like Garoppolo? What else do you like? How many more draft picks? You like any of our players? Give us Aaron Rodgers. And Rodgers from Northern California. Played at Cal. Could you imagine? And the Niners are loaded. In fact, of all the teams in the NFL, I'm like, hey, Rodgers finished his career with Green Bay. They give him the best chance to win a Super Bowl. Okay, so do the Niners. I look at the Packers and the Niners. Okay, well, if the Niners are home and they got draft capital to maneuver with now, and Rodgers wants out, and you already drafted his replacement in Jordan Love, although maybe they don't believe in Love, right? Maybe they got a close-up look and thought, something can happen tonight. This draft is going to be so good. Trying to get Adam Schefter for you in the next segment here on the Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Hear why Dak is not interested in Jerry's sugar plums. Nah, I can't start talking Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, Raj. Raj,
I know.
No one's thinking about that right now. Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. What effect is this going to have on the draft? What kind of a ripple effect? This could wind up being the most intriguing draft ever. The Max Kellerman Show, just because of this Rodgers news. It was already a good one. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Join host Nate Burleson and guests Justin Fields, Najee Harris, Ja'Marr Chase. In the new Progressive YouTube series, Up All Night, watch every episode exclusively on youtube.com/progressive.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
A Schefter sizzler in Green Bay. That's what Raj wants to call it, a Schefter sizzler. That's a terrible name. Woj bomb. It's not alliterative. You don't need to make... It's not a Woj bomb. It's a Woj bomb. A Schefter sizzler.
No, it's a Schefter sizzler. All you can eat rumors and news. Yes. All you can eat.
But it's not frozen, it's fresh, Raj. Listen.
Yes.
Schefter. What a bomb he dropped. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. You can check me out on ESPN the ESPN app at SiriusXM Channel 80. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Did you miss any of the show today? It was, let me see where this show ranks among Max Kellerman shows. I would say it was a slightly, I would say maybe even a tick above average because of all the draft stuff. Oh, so you could check it out, you know, wherever you get your podcasts. Adam Schefter is on the line right now. Schefty, what a bomb you just dropped. Oh, my God, what does this mean?
Well, Max, what it means is Aaron Rodgers is not happy in Green Bay. The Packers know he's not happy, and they've been trying to placate him throughout the course of the offseason, so much so that at various points, the team president, Mark Murphy, has flown out to meet with Aaron Rodgers. The general manager, Brian Gutekunst, has flown out to meet with Aaron Rodgers. The head coach, Matt LaFleur, has flown out to meet with Aaron Rodgers. They've offered him a contract extension. He hasn't taken it. He hasn't budged. He hasn't been taking part in the team's virtual offseason program. He's told some within the organization that he doesn't want to be back in Green Bay, and he doesn't plan to be back in Green Bay. The Green Bay Packers have said, we're not trading him. They had the Los Angeles Rams call in January before they traded for Matthew Stafford. They were quickly dismissed. The 49ers called last night just to check in. There were really no talks about that. But clearly, teams around the league know that Aaron Rodgers is not happy, that he wants out of Green Bay. And this is all unfolding as the draft gets ready to take place tonight.
Schefty, are you hearing anything? Talking to Adam Schefter, of course, ESPN senior NFL insider, breaking the news that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. He does this on the day of the NFL draft. Oh, my God. My read of this, Adam, is that he wants, like, you know, the number you get in guaranteed dollars has to do with the number of years the team believes you'll be good, since it's prorated, the bonus. Seems to me that the Packers aren't willing to get that number to where Aaron Rodgers thinks it should be, and so he's hit the nuclear option. Is that the right read, or is there something else?
Well, I think he's been unhappy all along. I don't think it's a contract-driven thing. They've offered him an extension. I think it's about respect. I think it's about where he feels like he fits in. I think also, let's not forget this, Max. 1 year ago, the Green Bay Packers not only drafted a quarterback in the first round, but traded up to draft a quarterback in the first round. And not only did they trade up to draft a quarterback in the first round, but they didn't even tell Aaron Rodgers before they were picking him that they were trading up to draft a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they better love Jordan Love, Adam, or that's a mistake. So let's say you're the Niners now. He's from Northern California. He played at Cal. I always thought, hey, the Packers are a great place for Rodgers. Now they look poised to be good for a while. And they obviously don't have to draft a quarterback, so they're all set. But the other team, everyone was thinking, like, man, if he was on the Niners, that'd be real tough, too. What could the Niners, do you think, offer in a package for Rodgers? I imagine it starts with, hey, do you want Garoppolo in the number three pick? And what else?
Well, Max, again, we could come up with all the scenarios, and we could do this for every single team. Because every single team in the league, basically, outside of Kansas City and Buffalo and Baltimore, could be making an offer to the Green Bay Packers. The fact of the matter is the Packers have been adamant that they're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers. Now, the issue that you have is this situation is dragged on during the offseason. It's gone on the entire time, and they have not resolved anything. So what do you do if you're the Green Bay Packers? Do you let the draft come and go? I think you do. It's the NFL MVP, and I know you're not happy, but we're going to continue to try to figure this out, and you're not going to trade the guy even though he doesn't want to be back in Green Bay.
Well, Adam, what's your best guess as to what happens? Is he ever going to put on a Packers uniform again?
I think the best way to say it, Max, is his future is in jeopardy, literally and figuratively.
The great Adam Schefter, ladies and gentlemen, quite a bomb to drop on the hours away from the NFL draft, as though this draft wasn't intriguing enough already. Thanks a million for jumping on, Adam. I know you are slammed right now.
Thank you.
That was it, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Wow. Wow. If you're the Packers at a certain point, the thing about playing quarterback is, if a guy doesn't want to be there, well, we can hold him to the contract. Really? Can you really? I don't know about that. You're trying to win a Super Bowl? Can you really? It seems to me they're going to have to move him. Where to? It also seems to me that if he wants to be in San Francisco, he's going to be in San Francisco. And how does that affect how the Niners approach the draft tonight? They might like Mac Jones, but do they believe other teams, like Green Bay, likes Mac Jones? Will this affect who the Niners select at 3. Oof. This is going to be, tonight's going to be fun. Grab your popcorn. The Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, Shanae and Golic Jr. coming up. See you tomorrow. Perf.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.